Thanks for joining my stained glass spirituality fun fest. Wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. The world is changing. Why don't you? If you are continually being put down, offended, or manhandled, whether emotionally, verbally, or physically by somebody who says they love you, then regardless of what they claim, the fact of the matter is, in their eyes, you are simply a toy over which they think they have complete control over. If you are being treated with disrespect in your job all the time, then even the highest salary won't change the fact that, according to your manager, you are an object, not a human being. When you have a backbone, not only will you begin having a healthy self-image, others will begin giving you the admiration you deserve as well. People who do not value your efforts for them do not deserve you to begin with. Some people will act like they are apologetic, but will go back to their old ways the moment they realize that you are back in their lives. In this case, you may have to take the decision of cutting them out of your life permanently. Nothing is more important than dignity. Apart from being happy, if there is one thing that matters most in life, it is being proud of yourself, your actions, and the way the world treats you. And by the way, if your dignity isn't intact, happiness isn't possible in the first place. This is true regardless of the cash you make or the materialistic successes you attain. Many people confuse dignity with pride. They are two very separate things. Pride is about trying to prove yourself better than the other individual, whether by attempting to insult them or by trying to exert control over them, directly or indirectly. Dignity, on the other hand, is about looking in the mirror and truly being content and pleased with who you are and not giving others a chance to see you like a slave or a toy or a thing that they can use or discard according to their desires. Many women, as well as men, choose to stay in relationships that are abusive physically or emotionally or both. They may be demeaned, taken for granted, and manipulated all the time. But still they choose to stay because they either don't see an identity for themselves, except when they're with the other individual. They may be afraid of being single, or they have been brainwashed with the idea that abuse is normal. Abuse is never normal. They may believe that by tolerating that kind of treatment, the other person will really value their faithfulness and adore them more, or in the end, understand their mistakes and change. Sadly, that never happens. In actuality, the individual begins respecting them even less, and that only worsens things. They feel that regardless of what happens, you are continually going to be there and quietly accept all the shit they serve you on a silver platter. I'm not saying that at the first sign of a disagreement or problems that you ought to pack your stuff up and leave, to an extent. Compromising is okay, and it is smart to try to save a relationship if it's worth saving, that is. But you must define and know your limits and boundaries. When they are crossed by another person, you have to let yourself know that the last straw has been broken and cut them out of your life for good. If you don't, then I'm sorry to tell you, but things are never going to change. You are going to be mistreated for the rest of your life, a doormat. And I don't want that to happen to you. Take care of you. I love you. You love you. You are so amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, universe, God, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Until we meet again.